friend of mine, Dave Hardy.
Dave
who? He researched it. Dave Hardy researched... Yeah. You're not going to use my voice now, please. But he researched the fact that it's 150 years old. The concert hall people didn't even know it.
You're joking.
Yeah. But the really interesting thing is he discovered he had a great-great-grandfather who was a conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And he conducted a concert that week, not the first night, but that week of the opening, 150 years ago. And your man's a conductor as well. And like his great-great-grandfather was conductor of the Garda Band, and it was the Royal Irish Constabulary Band at that stage.
Dave Hardy. Dave Hardy, okay.
And he tried to get the concert hall to do a concert himself tonight,
okay.
But we already had it booked.
Yeah. So the DOP, so it's a doubly significant in
doubly
that
significant.
The Dublin Orchestral Players are 75 years old,
yeah, and
the concert hall is
150
years old.
150.
So
150. Yeah. Now, it wasn't the concert hall all the time in between.
Yeah.
It opened as a concert hall as part of the International Exhibition of 1865.
Mm.
And then UCD took it over sometime in the middle of the 20th century.
Mm.
And it was UCD for most of the 20th century. In 1981, it reopened as a concert hall.
I see.
And they put in the tiered seating then.
I see.
It didn't have tiered seating at the start.
I remember being here, I think, for, you know, the opening.
I was there for the opening as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
like
most of the concert hall people think it opened in 1981, but actually it had a previous history.
That's fascinating.